"What can we expect?" he said. "It's war." The deportees were soon forgotten. A few days after they had gone, people were saying that they had arrived in Galicia, were working there, and were even satisfied with their lot. Several days passed, several weeks, several months. Life had returned to normal. A wind of calmness and reassurance blew through our houses. The traders were doing good business, the students lived buried in their books, and the children played in the streets.
Eli describes how Moshe and the other foreign Jews are forced to leave his town. He refers to them as deportees, which means a group of people who are driven out of an area or a country for a particular reason. Deportation sometimes happens as a result of war, and I remember from the introduction that Europe, including Transylvania, where Eli lives, is in the middle of World War II. I'm not sure yet exactly when this part of the story takes place, but we know from the first page that it's at least the end of 1941, which means that the war has been going on for a while. So it's strange that nothing bad or frightening seems to have happened in this town until now, and the fact that the people return so calmly to their daily lives and don't seem concerned about protecting themselves makes me worry about what's going to happen next. I'm also worried about what will happen to the deportees. Okay, let's continue from the fourth paragraph on page 4, starting with, "One day, as I was just going into the synagogue..."
"One day, as I was just going into the synagogue, I saw, sitting on a bench near the door, Moshe the beadle. He told his story and that of his companions. The train full of deportees had crossed the Hungarian frontier and on Polish territory had been taken in charge by the Gestapo. There it had stopped. The Jews had to get out and climb into lorries. The lorries drove toward a forest. The Jews were made to get out. They were made to dig huge graves. And when they had finished their work, the Gestapo began theirs. Without passion, without haste, they slaughtered their prisoners. Each one had to go up to the hole and present his neck. Babies were thrown into the air, and machine gunners used them as targets. This was in the forest of Galicia, near Kolomei. How had Moshe the beadle escaped? Miraculously, he was wounded in the leg and taken for dead. Through long days and nights, he went from one Jewish house to another, telling the story of Malka, the young girl who had taken 3 days to die, and of Tobias, the tailor, who had begged to be killed before his sons.
Well, it looks like we had good reason to worry about the deportees. Moshe escaped and returned to Sziget, but the other foreign Jews were not so lucky, and the story that Moshe tells Eli about what happened to them is really horrible. When their train arrived in Poland, the Jews were forced into lorries — a lorry is what British people call a truck — and driven to their death by the Gestapo, the German secret police force created by the Nazis. The Gestapo not only murdered all of the Jews in the middle of a forest, they even made the Jews dig their own graves, climb into them, and wait to be killed. It's shocking and also incredibly sad how, in such a short amount of time, the story has moved so far away from the quiet, peaceful days of Moshe and Eli's religious lessons. Let's continue near the bottom of page 4, starting with the sentence, "Moshe had changed."
Moshe had changed. There was no longer any joy in his eyes. He no longer sang. He no longer talked to me of God or of the Kabbalah, but only of what he had seen. People refused not only to believe his stories, but even to listen to him.
"He's just trying to make us pity him,"